seven or eight, nine passes for the first one. Sets Kyle free. We've ripped him to shreds. The second one's eight or nine passes, fantastic cross. And Dominic has a great finish, and it's a training ground walk that produced the two goals. But I thought we're industrious, we worked hard. They're much better than they were last year, and they beat us twice last year. And they shouldn't have got a point, but they got six. But I think we've edged it, and we'll take 3 points. A lot of honest players on that pitch for Wimbledon. You know, boy, Piggott is a Gillingham fan, as everyone knows. Alex Wijard was my captain at Porsche, great kid. So there's a big Ollie Palmer. There's lots of lads on there I know that are very, very honest. And we edged it, but we deserve to win. It's a fantastic goal. And I think the only downside to that is we probably have lots of good possession running about their box thereafter for about 20 minutes. They can't get out. And what seems like the first attack into the box, they get a goal. It's a great header by Hennigan, but he did that, didn't he, at Blackpool and a little bit of Sheffield. So from that point of view, it's a good goal from their point of view. And then I think they took over a little bit for 15, 20 minutes to half-time without really making a chance. I don't think they made a chance. And then second half, we're very unlucky, aren't we? We've hit the post and we've had a couple of half chances. And then we get the goal and all bar when Jack Tucker slips. I don't think they penetrate us at all. So hard earned, but credit to the players and a good win on the back of a good performance against Charlton too.
And we've seen a couple of great games, haven't we, this Saturday and Tuesday, and hopefully we'll get some crowds in to see them too.
I must admit, Paul Scarley's been absolutely incredible with me because he's called me and kept my motivation high, and I've needed it at times. And I'm the most, as these guys know, I'm the most positive person in the world, and I've been down recently because there is no fans. It's not the same.
Yeah.
And you know, when the Prime Minister was giving us the news yesterday about there's going to be spectators coming in, I think my wife had probably seen me jump like that when we'd scored last minute winners. You know, and she's up in the stands. Not very often is she there, but she's looking at me, looking at the telly, going, yes, yes. We miss them. We miss the fans here. This is one of the iconic grounds in League One. I've come here and got bashed. Absolutely battered off that arena, man. And I love them, and we miss them. And I'm listening now to some manager say the same thing, Sean Dyche. We're really, really missing them. So please bring the vaccine. Please bring football fans back. And let's get back to having the sport and the job that it's a job for supporters as well. They love it, don't they? They probably know more about systems and more about our players than I do. So, yeah, please, let's get them back. So, but let's deal with the virus. I'm not reckless. I'm not silly. Look, I've got 25 young men in there, and we have to be very, very careful that we all come through this virus and get this vaccine.